日来作为彼此的勉励。
This morning we're going to use the topic the end time, an era, and the last day for mutual encouragement.
在我们人的时间观里面，我们年、月、日、时、分、秒啊，都很清楚。
And in our concept of time, we are very familiar with the concept of year, month, minute, and second.
啊，甚至于更长久的范围，我们说一世纪啊，一百年的话，我们现在已经进入第21st century.
And also, we are very conscious of the time, like a century or 100 years.
但是在以赛亚书里面，圣经告诉我们，神的意念高过我们的意念。
However, in the book of Isaiah, the Bible tells us that the thought of God is higher than our thoughts.
在诗篇里面又告诉我们，神看千年如一日，一日又如千年。
And in the book of Psalms, God sees 1,000 years as a day, and a day as 1,000 years.
甚至于只是一更天而已。
And perhaps it's just in the flash of the second.
所以让我们明白，在时间观里面，神的意念绝对高过我们。
So in the concept of time, the concept of God's thought is much higher than ours.
那我们的时间观除了可以用月历，可以用我们的时钟来看明之外，
and besides using the clock or the calendar to define our concept of times,
圣经里面神也借着先知，甚至于主耶稣本身，也都告诉我们要从万象万物当中去观察现在已经是什么时候了。
But the Bible, the scripture tells us that we need to look at the nature and ponder upon what era we are living right now.
好比日落日出，我们就知道是黄昏或清晨。
For example, if we look at the sunrise and sunset, we immediately know whether it is a dusk or dawn.
花开花落是春天还是秋天？
Or whether the flower will bloom or wither, we'll know whether it's winter or spring.
这个可以让我们感受得出来。
And all these things that's happening around our environment, we will be able to sense time.
寒风会刺骨，秋风会送爽。
For example, the winter wind that's causing chill, and the warm winds that will bring us some lots of warmth.
所以从这些大自然的景观景象里面，我们也可以判断现在已经是什么时候了。
So from all these things that we see in nature and we feel in nature, we should be able to tell what time we are living right now.
我们一看到有许多的灾祸，我们都会讲说，哎呀，末世到了。
And a lot of time when we look at a lot of the calamities that's happening around us, we may think that the end time is coming.
甚至于有人又说，末日到了。
Or the last day is here.
那么到底末世、末期、末日是指着什么时候？
So, exactly when does this an era and times and last day refer to?
它到或不到，跟我们有没有什么关系？
Whether they are coming or not they are coming, what direct implication has it on us?
这是我们身为一个真教会的真基督徒，要比别人更加注意，更加去用心观察体会。
As a Christian and this church, we must especially take note and observe the time that we're living in right now.
因为我们信耶稣最主要的目的就是要得到永生的福气。
Because for us, believing in the Lord Jesus, the purpose is to receive the eternal blessing.
而永生的福气，如果我们没有在平常的日子就去注意追求努力，到时候说我就可以用三级跳跳进去，那就不可能的。
And we need to observe when's the end time, lest we panic at the end time.
所以我们从末世什么时候开始，现在是不是到了末期，那么末日是不是就快来临了，这些都提醒我们自己要努力装饰整齐，好像新妇准备好了，等着新郎主耶稣再来迎娶。
So today we must know when exactly is the end time or the end era, so that we all can prepare ourselves spiritually like a bride waiting for the bridegroom to come and betroth us.
信耶稣绝对不是只是一个人际关系快快乐乐的 相聚的团体。
So believing in the Lord Jesus is not coming here just for social purpose.
要比这个更深入、更超越、更有意义、更有价值的进入永生、永远喜乐的天国里。
But we must surpass beyond this very basic social purpose, but enter into that spiritual purpose, to enter into the spiritual everlasting blessing.
因为如果只追求一个快乐相聚的团体，那么社会上有许多团体、俱乐部、同乡会都能够带给我们很好的快乐。
If our purpose as Christians is come here for just a social gathering, I'm sure there are a lot of organizations out there that can fulfill this purpose as well.
所以简单的说，末世、末期、末日都提醒我们要怎样来观察判断现在是什么时候了。
So to simply put, this end era, end times, and last day, is for us to ponder and ask exactly when will it be?
当耶稣再临的时候，我们是恐惧战惊，还是坦然无惧
？So when the Lord Jesus were to come one day, will we be able to courageously welcome him, or standing before him with fear？
我们是好鱼还是坏鱼
？Are we good or are we bad？
我们是绵羊还是山羊？
Are we the goat or are we the sheep?
我们是好树还是坏树？
Are we the good tree or are we the bad tree?
我们是被取还是被弃？
Are we the one that's taken or the one that's forsaken?
那个时候就已经成为定局了。
At that time, this is it's a judgment time.
所以我们一定要好好的来从圣经思考这个重要的时间观。
So indeed, we must ponder upon all these times from the scriptures.
我们才不会漫不经心的虚度每一天。
So then, we will not pass by each day without meaning and purpose.
相反的，我们很清楚的从圣经看出来，末世、末期跟末日，我们每一天都会过得很有意义。
On the other hand, if we know exactly when is this end time, then every day will live with much meaning and purpose.
从人的眼光，无论是顺逆甘苦，我们的心灵都是平静安稳。
And from whatever good time or bad time, our heart should be one that is peaceful.
耶稣什么时候来，你就什么时候得救。
And as Christian, whenever Jesus come, we will be safe.
耶稣什么时候来，你就什么时候进天国。
And whenever Jesus were to come, then that's the time when we'll enter into the heavenly kingdom.
这成为我们最活泼的盼望，最喜乐的等待。
And this then become our most living hope and our most joyful wait.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一节。
First one.
希伯来书第一章第一节。
Hebrew chapter 1 verse 1.
希伯来书一章一节，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophet at many times and in various way.
第二节。
Verse 2.
就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们。好，到这里。
And but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son.
好，这里很清楚地告诉我们说，末世借着他的儿子，就是耶稣基督来告诉我们。
So here, the book of the author of Hebrew tells us very close, very clearly that on the last day he has spoken to us by his son.
我们再参考彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20.
彼得前书第一章二十节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 20.
彼得前书一章二十节，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
Verse 20, he was chosen before the creations of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.
彼得前书所描述的比希伯来书更让我们确信，末世的开始就是耶稣基督显现，耶稣基督降生。
Here in the book of First Peter, it's even more clearly that on the last day, our Lord Jesus was chosen for the creation of this world.
而每一个世代又可以分为早期、中期跟末期。
And for every era, we can divide them into the first, the middle, and the last.
我们现在是2004年。
And now we're living in the year 2004.
以人的历史来说，这是主耶稣降生以后到现在2004。
And from the history of mankind, this calculation is after the birth of Christ.
那么简单讲，末世的开始就是在2004年之前啊。
So to simply put, the beginning of the last day actually started from 2004.
那么在这个末世这一段期间，早期、中期、末期，我们就可以有一个概念。
And so we will be able to have an impression of the beginning, the middle, and the last days.
哇，主耶稣降生，他显现到现在2004年，到底是末世的什么时候呢？
So since the birth of Christ until 2004 years later, when exactly is this time that we're living in right now?
是早期、中期还是末期呢？
Is this the beginning, the middle, or the last era?
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
24章。
Chapter 24.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马太福音24章第六节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 6.
马太福音24章6节，你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
Verse 6, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come.
再看14节。
Verse 14, same chapter.
这天国的福音要传遍天下。对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
主耶稣降生既然是末世的开始。
Since the birth of Jesus is the beginning of the end time.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，末期还没有到，末期才来到，到底是什么事情？
So the Bible tells us that the end time is still not here yet and is still to come.
会发生什么样的现象？
So then what is the things that are going to happen?
末期还没有到，在24章里面已经告诉我们很多很多事情了，都让我们惊心动魄的。
Here the verse that we just read that the end time is still yet to come. Yet there are so many signs today at the end of the age.
所以我坦诚地建议我们弟兄姐妹呢，回去以后把24章多读几遍，安安静静夜阑人生的时候。
And I would like to invite you all to go back and really study this book, this chapter 24.
因为只有夜阑人静，我们读起圣经，我们的心一静下来，我们去思想，我们就能够领悟。
And it's only when you study this chapter 24 at quiet times, then you will be able to understand for yourself and realize many things.
这就是我们华人常常所说的定、静、安、律、德。
So it's only in your stability and your quietness that the tranquility of your heart will be able to enable you to gain a deeper understanding.
我们要亲自听见打仗的声音，我们也要听见打仗的风声。
We must be able to hear wars and the rumors of wars.
民攻打民，国攻打国。
The nation will rise against nation, the kingdom against kingdom.
多处有饥荒地震。
And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
第八节告诉我们说，这个才是灾难的起头罢了。
And in verse 8, here it says that all these are only the beginning of birth pains.
但是我们很多人一看到这些都以为是，哎呀，那末日都快到了。
But a lot of time when we hear about all these things, and we immediately jump to the conclusion that this is already the end times.
所以可以想象得到将来的灾难会更大。
So you can imagine how much greater would the calamity that would to come in the future.
我们看21节。
Verse 21.
马太福音24章21节。
And same chapter 24, verse 21.
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头，直到如今没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
Verse 21. For then there will be great distress.Unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equal again.
所以我们看到很多的大自然的灾难，我们都已经很害怕。这里告诉我们，将来还会有空前绝后的大灾难。
And so a lot of time when we observe the natural disaster, we are already full of fear. What more is this some great the stress that will come later.
除非我们不信圣经。
And if we don't believe in the Bible,
只要我们愿意相信圣经，这里所说的每一句话，从创世纪到启示录，没有一句不会不实现。
Then we wouldn't think so, but because we believe in the Bible, whatever that's written will be fulfilled.
所以以神的角度来看，整个宇宙万物是越来越不平安。
So from the perspective of God, whatever is going to happen on this earth will be more and more distressed.
这个不是恐吓我们。
This is not a form of threat.
这个不是灰色思想，不是消极悲观。
And this is not the negative thought.
就好像传道书的作者称为空前绝后的智慧王所罗门王所说的。
Or being pessimistic is just like the very wise king, King Solomon, he has once said.
一开始就提醒我们，一切都是虚空。
That since the beginning, he has warned us that everything is vanity.
到最后，提醒我们，总意要敬畏神。
And his conclusion of all matters is that we must worship and fear God.
这就是告诉我们，世界再怎么美丽，再怎么美好，都是归于虚空。
And what he's going to tell us was that no matter how beautiful or perfect this world may seem, but it all will soon come to an end.
眼睛一闭，气一断，什么都没有。
The moment you close your eyes and breathe your last breath, everything will be an end.
所以我们要追求的是什么？
So what exactly are we pursuing?
在眼睛一闭，气一断以后，我到底要到哪里去？
And the moment we close our eyes, and where exactly will we be heading?
我所拥有的名分地位、尊贵、财物、儿女、不动产，到底到哪里去？
And where exactly is all my wealth and my inheritance and my wife, my children? Where will they all go to?
一个真正有智慧的人是面对问题、解决问题的人。
And a person who is truly wise, a person who will actually face up with his problem and try to solve his problem.
绝对不是自我安慰、自欺欺人的人。
And he's not a fool, will just sit there and lie to himself.
所以圣经就是希望我们看透这个世界。
So the Bible actually wants us to see through the happenings in this world.
用属灵的眼光来认清一切。
So that we can use spiritual insight to understand what's happening around us.
整个世界已经被魔鬼掌握。
So this world has already been controlled by Satan.
魔鬼他拥有荣华富贵的权利。
And we know that Satan has power to all the material wealth.
所以他把主耶稣带到高山上，告诉他：“你看看吧，这些都是我的。”
So that's why he brought the Lord Jesus to the highest mountain and show him that the whole world belongs to him.
所以我们一想到魔鬼，不要想到说都是张牙舞爪、面目狰狞、很恐怖，那个是低级鬼，很幼稚、很初步的鬼。
So every time when we think of Satan, let us not just always imagine he's just devil with fangs and scary.
这里提醒我们的，告诉我们什么？第四节说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑。
And here in verse 4, it actually tells us that we have to watch out that no one deceives you.
十一节又说，会迷惑许多人。
And here in verse 11 says that there will be many false prophets that will appear and deceive many people.
所以越到末世的末期，甚至将近末日，会有许多世界的迷惑、宗教的迷惑。撒旦魔鬼就是迷惑普天下的。
So at the end time, as we're coming to close an era, we're faced with a lot of religious deception.
迷惑的可怕是什么？就是外面看起来真的是太好，我们看到如醉如痴啊。
And what is so terrifying about all these deceptions?
所以这个世界越来越好，美丽新世界怎么可能毁灭？我不会相信。
And all this deception is scary, is because of its all this sin in disguise.
人的智慧越来越高，世界一定是越来越理想。
And with the advancements of human wisdom, I'm sure this world will be even a better place to live in.
这就是迷惑。
And I'm sure this is a form of deception.
看起来是事实没有错。
It is true. In fact, we're living in a very advanced world.
但是一个真正有属灵眼光看透的人，不是看现阶段的美好。
But a person with spiritual insight, he just wouldn't just look at the superficial.
而是看透现阶段的末端。
But he will actually look at exactly the time he's living in, which is the end time.
就在那一刹那，全部归乌有。
And at the end time, all these things in the world will come to an end.
所以难怪所罗门王说，无论吃喝玩乐， 我眼睛所要，我心所求的，我没有一样不给我所享受了。
So like King Solomon, he was able to enjoy or indulge with anything, everything he has in his life.
他提醒我们敬畏神，守他的诫命。
But still, he warned us that we must fear God and obey His commandments.
因为到了末日，耶稣再临那一天，审判一切，我们所做、所行、所看、所听，个人对个人所做的一切，要付出责任。
And so, because at the end time when we face Jesus, we have to be responsible with every little actions we do and we did in the past before God.
就是定成得救跟不得救的分界线。
And that is a time where it's a critical time that will determine whether we'll be safe or not safe.
所以我们看到许许多多的灾难，许许多多不好的事情，我们要知道越来是越不好。
So when we are looking at things that's happening around us, all the bad things, we must understand that this world is getting worse and worse.
所以十二节告诉我们。
That's why verse 12 it tells us.
不法的事情是越来越多了。
Because of the increase of the wickedness.
多到说许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡。
And because of the increase of all these evil things, the love of most will grow cold.
因为我们会很惊讶，怎么会有这些事发生呢？
And then we will often ask, why is that all this bad thing continue to happen?
不应该有的啊。
They shouldn't happen.
不只是社会。
Not only in the society.
甚至于教会。
Sometimes even in the church.
十三节才会这样告诉我们。
And that's why in verse 13, that's why it tells us.
只有忍耐到底的必然得救。
And for those people who stand firm to the end will be safe.
什么叫做忍耐到底？
And what does it mean to stand firm to the end?
不可以轻易离开神的道理。
And that means you should not just simply depart from the words of God.
不要轻易离开真耶稣教会。
Or leave the church.
既然我们认定真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
And since all of us confirm and convicted that this church is the one true church.
我们根据圣经得救的门路只有一条。
And we know that according to the Bible, there's only one path to salvation.
新郎迎娶新妇只能迎娶一个。
It's just like a bridegroom when he's going to marry his bride, there's only one.
整个得救的教会就是装饰整齐的新妇。
And this whole church, to be saved is a bride that is all ready to be married.
所以什么叫做得救的教会？
So what exactly is a church that's to be saved?
是每一个进入真耶稣教会的人。
It's all those people who have been baptized into this church.
遵守到底，忍耐到底。
For those people who have stand firm to the end.
所以今天我们有幸都进入真耶稣教会。
So all of us today are very blessed to be saved to enter into this church.
我们要有这样的眼光，这样的心理准备。
So today we must have this kind of preparations.
不只是社会在乱。
Not only the society is continuing to get worse.
教会里面将来也一定要分。
And one day we know that in this church there will also be dissension.
分确实有合乎神旨意爱心的跟没有的。
And there will be a separation of those people who love God and those who do not love God.
这就是绵羊跟山羊的道理。
And that's the teaching of the goat and the sheep.
这就是好鱼跟坏鱼的道理。
And this is
好鱼跟坏鱼。
It's the teaching of the good and bad.
这就是有没有真的爱心还是没有。
And this is also the teaching of those, whether those have love or without love.
有没有真的忍耐？
Whether one has truly have patience to bear it all.
所以万一看到教会失望的一面，我们不要轻易离开。
So when you see disappointment in church, you shouldn't just simply leave.
越到末后的时代，我们常常会听到啊，又有几个人离开真耶稣教会。怎么又有几个人又离开真耶稣啊？
Because as we are coming close to the end, we'll hear more people getting weak and depart from the church.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这很容易记，二十四章的二十四节。
Chapter 24, verse 24.
假基督、假先知将要起来显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
And for false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible.
真正的选民是谁？
Who were the chosen one?
进入得救真教会的。
They were the one who has entered into the church that's safe.
这里告诉我们说，我们会被迷惑。
And here it says that we are the one who will be deceived.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，圣灵明说将来有许多人呢，不是只有一两个会离弃真道。
And the Holy Spirit prophesies that one day not only one but many people will depart from the truth.
不好的事情打击我们，信心、爱心冷淡下来。
Sometimes something bad that has caused us to lose our love and our faith.
灰心失望，我要再找一个教会，我要去自己创立一个教会。
And sometimes with disappointment, we may think that I'm going to go out and look for another church and I'll start a church myself.
那从神迹奇事方面啊，真耶稣教会刚开始很多神迹奇事，现在没有了。你看别的教派这么多神迹奇事。走吧，我们到那里去吧。
And then, as pertaining to signs and miracles, we may think that in the beginning, there were a lot of these happening in our church, but right now there isn't any. So let's just go and look for all these in other churches.
所以从在台湾工作一直到离开台湾到现在将近二十年来，经了许许多多的很难过的事情，这里离开，那里离开，每一个地方都会有。
For myself, that after I left Taiwan till now, for the past 20 years, I've heard a lot of people who has become weak and then departed.
所以我们一定要非常的警醒、谨慎。
So today we must be very watchful and be vigilant.
因为第三节里面，当门徒来问说。什么时候有这些事？你降临跟世界末了有什么预兆
？Because in verse 3, the people, the disciple came to ask the Lord Jesus, tell us. They said, "When will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?"
门徒也是很关心、注意这些事情。
Because the disciple, they were very concerned about the end times.
耶稣没有直接告诉他们什么时候。
But the Lord Jesus did not tell them exactly when is the time.
耶稣先告诉他们要谨慎，免得受迷惑。
But all he told them about their attitude towards the end time, which is to be alert and be vigilant.
耶稣这句话也是提醒你跟我，谨慎是要自己来负责，自己要做的。
And this is also a warning to all of us here that we must be responsible for our own behavior, which is to be watchful.
只有我们自己谨慎，再加上神的怜悯、保守、看顾，我们才有办法。
It's only when we can be watchful and alert and plus with the protection of God, then only we can surpass all those things.
神要怜悯我们，我们自己不谨慎，自己愿意受迷惑，不好好的读圣经，不好好的听道理，不好好的祷告，那我们要自己负责。
And even God has been watchful all the time, and yet we are the one who has not been watchful. Then we have to be responsible for our own behavior.
所以越到末后的时代，越不读圣经，越不聚会，越不祷告，我们越危险。
So as we are coming to the end time, as we are not reading the Bible, come to worship, we are living in danger.
我们都会说神的话是脚前的灯，是路上的光。
Oftentimes we say the words of God is light unto our path and the lamp to our feet.
只有灯跟光才能够告诉我们哪里是陷阱，哪里是危险。
It's only the light and the lamp will tell us exactly where is the trap.
我们都晓得道是一把两面的利刃。
And we all know that the sword is a double edge.
只有这个一把两面的利刃，真道一拨开，魔鬼的诡计才能够赤裸敞开，显露出来。
And also in the words of God, which is a double-edged sword, then we'll be able to slash through the trickery of Satan.
我们越到末后的时代，我们所追求的是什么
？So exactly at the end time, what are we pursuing for?
一天二十四小时，我们把那些时间占满了，要来追求灯，追求光，追求两面利刃的道，我们会越来越减少，越来越没有力量，越来眼光会越迷糊。
So in 24 hours a day, if we did not pursue for the words of God, then we'll be weaker and weaker.
所以许许多多的迷惑，许许多多的战乱，许许多多的天灾，末期还没有到。
So even though there are a lot of rumors of wars and calamities that are happening around us, end time is still yet to come.
十四节说，福音传遍天下，末期才来到。
In verse 14, it says that it's only the gospel of the kingdom that will be spread to preach in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come.
主耶稣也告诉门徒说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们要从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹太全地，一直到地极，为我做见证。
That's why the Lord Jesus also once said that when the Holy Spirit comes to all of you, then you're going to spread the gospel to Samaria and to the end of the world.
我们这耶稣教会到从1917中国北京出现，到现在已经传遍世界五大洲。
And since establishment of this church in 1917, the gospel has already spread to all five continents.
这就是等于到了地极了。
And this is already having spread to the end of the world.
但是末期还没有到。
But the end time hasn't come yet.
要什么时候呢
？And when exactly is the time?
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
十一章
verse 11
二十五节
verse
25罗马书十一章二十五节
Roman chapter 11 verse 25
罗马书十一章二十五节弟兄们我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘恐怕你们自以为聪明就是以色列人有几分是硬心的等到外邦人的数目填满了
Verse 25, I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in the part until the full numbers of Gentiles has come in.
26节
Verse 26.
于是以色列全家都要得救。
And so all Israel will be saved, as is written.
所以我们真耶稣教会虽然已经传遍世界五大洲，传到地极。
So even though the gospel has been spread by our church in all these five continents,
到什么时候我们才看出末世的末期来到
So when exactly we will see the end time, the end days
关键就是在现在的以色列人肉体的以色列国他们要得救
And the critical part lies in the fact that the Israel, these physical chosen ones will be safe, must be safe
我们在座没有一个肉体上是属于以色列国的人
AndNone of us here sitting is a physical Israelite.
所以你跟我都是外邦人。
And all is directed to those true Christian is a very important book for salvation.
非看启示录不可。
So it's very important that you must study this book of Revelation very closely.
这里告诉我们说，地上的万族要在耶稣再临末日那一天痛苦。
And here it tells us that when he comes, then everyone on this earth will mourn because of him.
为什么会这样？
Why would it be so?
耶稣降生恩典门打开。
The moment when our Lord Jesus was born, the door of grace is open to all mankind.
末日耶稣再临，恩典门关闭了。
But the moment when the Lord Jesus comes the last day, the door of grace is shut.
所以当主耶稣钉在十字架，拿枪刺他的兵丁一刺的，他看了，哎呀，早知道我不应该刺你这一枪了吧。
And those people who has pierced him on the cross when he was crucified.
我能够像十字架上那个强盗多好。
And say 像
啊，我来讲，假如我能像十字架被钉那个强盗，求你纪念我，你在乐园纪念我，我们像那个多好。
And I was thinking myself that if I were to be the robber that was crucified with him on the same time, then that would be good because then I can enter into paradise.
所以我们要不要信耶稣？
So today we have to ask ourselves whether we must believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们要不要进入得救的真教会？
We must ask ourselves whether we want to enter into this church to be safe.
我们要不要相信有真的有天国有地狱？
And we must ask ourselves whether there's actually a heaven and hell.
我们要不要相信真的耶稣会再临，在末日那一天做最后的审判？
And do we truly believe that our Lord Jesus will come on the last day and do his final judgment?
所以现在有许许多多的事情让你感觉不公平、不公义、不公正，让你很委屈，这都是小事啊。
So today, when we sense a lot of things happening around us where there's no justice,
有的人很会讲话，有的人很爱讲话，有的人一句话都不出声。
And some people like to are eloquent, but some people are silent.
谁是谁非，是是非非，弄不清楚。
And there's so much confusion in this world that we can no longer tell what is right or wrong.
末日主再临，你是要哀哭，还是要坦然无惧
？So at the end time, are you gonna cry before his coming, or are you gonna stand before him without fear?
马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音二十四章。
Chapter 24.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
37节
Verse 37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
As it was in the days of Noah, and so it will be at the coming of the sons of men.
38节
Verse 38.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
39节
Verse 39.
不知不觉，洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away.
40节
Verse 40.
那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
And two men will be in the field, and one will be taken, another one will be left behind.
41节
Verse 41.
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
And two women will be grinding with a handmill, and one will be taken, the other left.
42节
42.
所以你们要警醒因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到
And therefore keep watch because you do not know on what day your Lord will come
44节
Verse 44.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来。
So you must also be ready because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
所以末日没有任何一个人可以知道。
So no one would know exactly when is the last day.
反而一直提醒我们是不知道，是想不到的时候。
And it keep telling us that it's at a time where he comes is one that we least expect.
那我们该怎么办呢？
Then what should we do?
你照常生活。
Then we'll continue our living.
你每一天都按照神的道理这样一天过一天。
And we continue to live by the words of God day by day.
父母亲的本分，儿女的本分，教会真基督徒的本分，圣职人员的本分，负责人的本分，各尽本分，一天过一天。
And we do our duty, whether as parents or as children or as minister or church workers, day by day.
是不知不觉就定下，你上升，我撇下。
Because it is only at the least expected time that he will come to determine whether we'll be safe, will be taken or be forsaken.
耶稣一再临，翻译的人升上去了，讲道的人留下来了，怎么办？
And when Jesus comes, the one who is interpreting will be safe, and the one who is speaking will be left behind. So what should we do?
我可以跟主耶稣说，我讲道比较重要，他翻译是其次，怎么他翻译的人上去，我把我撇下来呢？
But at that time, it will be too late, even though I were to argue that I'm more important.
耶稣说：“你会讲道，你不会行道啊。”
But then the Lord will come to tell me that you know how to speak the truth, but you do not know how to carry it out in your life.
你台上像个传道，台下却不像啊。
You may be a preacher on the pulpit, but down in from the pulpit, you are not.
所以我被撇下，我没话讲。
So that time, if I were to be forsaken, I cannot say anything.
所以我们千万不要再自欺，更不要自我安慰。
So we should not be a fool to comfort ourselves with lies.
我是一直在田里做工的人，我一直在推磨的人，我是一个很好的圣工人员。
We should not think ourselves that we are the one that's going to be safe since I'm the one who has been working so hard in the field and grinding serving the Lord in the church very zealously.
为什么还会被撇下？
Why then am I being forsaken?
因为神看透我们的心思意念。
Because our Lord looks through our heart.
所以在神的面前，我们一定要好好的警醒，好好的预备，好好的装饰整齐。
And so before the Lord, we all have to be watchful. We have to be ready and prepare ourselves to be married to the Lord.
属世的装饰是外在的。
And the worldly adornment is physical and superficial.
所以外面一看很美，像个。
And people will look at you from the outside. They will think that, oh, you are very beautiful.
属灵的装饰是基督成形在你们心里。
But the spiritual adornment is one when the Christ has taken stature in your heart.
外貌还是永远是你原来的外貌。
And you are still who you are from the outside.
但是你的里面，基督已经成形在你心里。
But your heart has already taken the shape of our Lord Jesus.
为什么保罗说我再一次为你们受生产之苦？
And why is that the Apostle Paul, he once says that once again I'm bearing this pain of labor.
为我是个得救的基督徒。
Looks like I am the safe Christian from the outside.
我都不像。
But inside I'm not.
暗明是火，其实是死的。
Even though it may seem that I'm living, but I'm actually dead.
末日耶稣再临，我们能上去吗
？So when Jesus will come and last day, can we truly go up?
保罗充满了父母心。
But Apostle Paul, he has a heart like a parent.
所以保罗很痛苦。
And that's why at that time he was very distressed.
我再为你们受生产之苦。
He was telling all his disciples that I'm bearing this pain of labor.
不要再欺骗自己了。
Do not lie to yourself anymore.
不要再自我安慰了。
Do not comfort yourself with lies.
不要做魔鬼计了。
And you should not be deceived by Satan.
不是洗了礼、受了圣灵、做了圣工就可以得救的。
It doesn't mean that you're baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit, you have been serving the Lord, naturally you will be saved.
基督成形。
But more important is that Christ have to take form and shape in your heart. And this is a salvation that is for sure.
32
Verse 32.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
And now that you must learn this lesson from the fig tree, as soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you'll know that summer is near.
33节。
33.
只要你们看见这一季的事，也该知道人子近了。正在门口了。
And even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
枫叶是加拿大的代表。
We know that maple leaves is a symbol of Canada.
樱花是日本的代表。
And so is this cherry blossom, symbol of Japan.
无花果树是以色列的代表。
And so it's a fig tree, which is a symbol of Israel.
以色列原来同一王国，后来分裂成北以色列、南犹大。
Israel was formerly a united nation of north and south, but then it was then divided into northern Judah and southern Israel.
主前七二二，北朝以色列王于亚述；主前五八七，南朝犹大王于巴比伦。
And in the year AD 72, the northern kingdom was then destroyed by Assyria, and the southern kingdom was then destroyed by Babylon.
1948年5月18日，王国的以色列在第二次世界大战中正式复国，又加入联合国。
And in the year 1948, the once destroyed nation was then united. Not only so, they have entered into the United Nation.
夏天是收割，耶稣要再来就是要收割。
So we know that summertime is a time for harvest, which is the time where Jesus is here.
麦子收割起来到天场。
And the wheat will be then harvested and taken to heaven.
麦子丢弃，焚毁。
And the wheat will be the one that will be forsaken.
所以真耶稣教会将来耶稣基督再临的末日就是分麦子跟麦子。
And so at the end time, when Jesus comes, it's a time where it's going to differentiate between the wheat and the tares.
那个时候你想要悔改，要痛哭。没有机会了。
But so at that time when he comes, it will be too late.
所以这里告诉我们说，人子近了，正在门口了。
So here it says, in the verse that we just read, that verse 32, that the Son of Man is right at the door.
这是主耶稣亲口讲的。
This is said by the Lord Jesus personally.
1948年5月18，以色列复国，我已经在门口了。
And the year 1948, where Israel become a nation once again, Jesus is already right at the door.
我们现在2004年，到底在哪里？
And today was already entering into the year 2004. Where exactly is him?
已经烧到眉毛了，叫做燃眉之急，已经到我们的睫毛了。
And he's so near and yet so far. Where exactly is him?
叫做迫在眉睫。
And
眉毛燃眉之急，很急了。那睫毛呢，更近眼睛，对不对？叫做迫在眉睫，越来越近，越来越近。
And he's coming very close to the last day.
所以我们要多多的思想。
So today we have to ponder even more.
这是主耶稣亲口讲的。
This is what the Lord Jesus has said himself.
我来的日子，末日已经在门口了。
He is coming, and he's already at the door.
所以我们不必去猜什么时候耶稣来。
So we must not just continue to guess when will he come.
我们不得不警醒，不得不预备，不得不谨慎。
But rather, we have to be watchful, to be vigilant, and to be prepared.
每天安安静静的思想主的话语。
And every day we must quiet ourselves and meditate upon the words of God.
每天好好的准备，我今天躺下来，明天起不来，这是我个人的话语。
And every day we have to think that if we were not to wake up tomorrow, then today is my last day.
这个不是消极。
This is not being pessimistic.
这是积极。
But this is actually being more active.
所以我常常在想，我躺下去起不来，到底我到哪里去了？
Often I think if I were to lie down and not wake up, where exactly would I go next?
丧礼告别式写得很好看，荣归天家，安息主怀，真的吗？
And then even though on funeral service it says that I would have gone into heaven, but is that true?
是不是真的要在我断气之前自己有没有警醒，有没有预备？
Is it true that one day before I die, at that moment, has I been prepared, has I been watchful?
所以除了耶稣基督再临的世界末日，还有个人的末日。
So beside the last day for the coming of Jesus, we also have our own last day.
天天都准备回天家。
Every day we must prepare ourselves to go back into heaven.
给人的时候就有你了。
And only when they take the role, you will be there.
创世208